Now, O Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for yourself, Lord Jesus. Amen. I'm of the age that when I think of the word neighbor, the first thing or the first person that comes to my mind is the man that exemplified what a good neighbor was throughout most of my childhood. Fred Rogers. He's best known as Mr. Rogers and once had a television show called Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Every show began in the same way. Mr. Rogers would enter his house, take off his jacket and shoes, put on a sweater and some comfortable sneakers, while singing his theme song, Won't You Be My Neighbor? The song started out like this. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? And it ended up, won't you be my neighbor? Please, won't you be my neighbor? When Mr. Rogers died several years ago, he had millions and millions of neighbors all over the world. And although he was quite famous, he never considered himself a TV star. He always said, I thought of myself as a good neighbor, just to come for a visit. Mr. Rogers knew what it meant to be a good neighbor. In today's gospel, we're told that one day a lawyer asked Jesus what he had to do to have eternal life. Sounds like a reasonable question that any seeker would ask. Which doctrine should I believe? Should I sprinkle or should I immerse? Is there some checklist of requirements that I can download that I can get eternal salvation? It's in itself a false question. I think the lawyer was trying to tempt Jesus. It says test, but also that word is also tempt. But it's, as I said, it's a false question because Jesus and his audience knew that eternal life in God's presence is only and always a gift from God, not something that humans can demand or even achieve. It's a gift. It's a given that Jesus and his people of that time would have understood. So when Jesus asked him, what does God's law say? The lawyer answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus answered, you are right. You've got it. Do this and you will live. But the man wanted to make himself look good. So he asked Jesus another question. Who is my neighbor? He asked. I think what he really was asking is, who's not my neighbor? Do I have to do this? Do I have to love everyone? What exactly are the limitations of this neighbor thing? He should have stopped right there. My father-in-law, who's an attorney, would say a good lawyer only asks the question that he or she knows the answer. Well, when we define who our neighbor is, we're narrowing our focus. Samaritan or Judean, Protestant or Catholic, Republican or Democrat. To answer this question, Jesus told a story about a man who was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They beat him, took his money, stripped him of all of his clothes, and left him on the side for dead. And a priest comes by, and when he saw the man, he crossed to the other side of the road and continued on his way. A little later, a Levite, someone who worked at the temple, came along, and he also saw the man lying there. And he passed on the other side and let the man be. Then finally a man from Samaria came along. And when he saw the man, he stopped to help him. Why do you think he chose a Samaritan for this story? He's not a typical player in the parables that Jesus would have told at that time. Samaritans were enemies. They had nothing in common with the people of Judea. So he puts medicine on his wounds. He wraps them all with bandages. That isn't all. He took the man to an inn, asked the proprietor to take care of him, and the next day he gave the innkeeper some money and told him to take care of the man and give him anything he needs. If the cost is more than what I've given you, I will pay you the next time I'm here. This details in the story demonstrates the complete, relentless, boundless care. He says, give him anything he needs. If the cost is more than I've given you, I will repay you. All of this from a despised Samaritan, an enemy who has nothing to gain for this kind of care, to a totally unknown victim. He demonstrates what it means to act as a neighbor, and thus fulfilling the commandment. So Jesus asks, which of these three was the neighbor to the man who was attacked by the robbers? And of course, the lawyer says, the one who helped him. You are right, Jesus says. Now go and do the same. Throughout Luke, he intertwines the idea of the devotion to God with the actions that represents God's love and mercy to all humankind. I hope this gospel will continue to challenge my and our narrow formulaic notion of salvation. The world is full of people today who are in desperate need of a neighbor. Won't you be my neighbor, they ask. Just as the Good Samaritan in the story helped the one who in need, Jesus says to you and me, go and do the same. Dear Father, Jesus taught us to love our neighbor. Help us to be a good neighbor to everyone we meet. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.